in our sacred national anthem, then you need to show your American pride and appreciation for the Stars and Stripes. Let everyone know that you understand and appreciate what the flag and anthem represent to our country. You can do this by wearing a Stand for the Flag and Kneel for the Cross t-shirt from Patriot Depot. Go to patriotdepot.com/standandkneel to get yours today. Don't forget to use coupon code USARadio to save 10% off your entire order.
The unarmed black man killed by Sacramento police while holding just a cell phone earlier this month is being laid to rest today. Stephon Clark was shot 20 times while in his grandmother's backyard on March 18th. Officers maintain they thought his cell phone was a gun. Since the shooting, protesters have been in the streets of the California capital city several times, including again last night. Sacramento Police Chief Daniel Hahn says he's hoping the city can heal, as officials are still trying to get to the bottom of what happened.
If we don't get better as a community, as a police department, as a result of this, then all it does is stay a tragedy.
On this Major League Baseball opening day, longtime New York Met fans are mourning the death of Rusty Staub. The beloved Mets hitting icon of the 70s passed away early today at 73. In his retirement, he became a humanitarian and a gourmet chef, but he battled a number of health issues in recent years, including a near-fatal heart attack in 2015. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 5 months, and I'm telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life? Are you waiting for a better offer? Well, your wait's over. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can take advantage of the MyPillow 4-pack offer. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, you get 50% off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA.
A man is under arrest after another apparent terrorist incident in France, this time targeting a military base. Officials in France say the man and a female passenger were in a vehicle circling barracks at the base near Grenoble on Thursday, and they were shouting threats at soldiers. The driver then allegedly shouted death threats in Arabic as he tried to run over a group of jogging soldiers. He ended up driving his vehicle into a ditch and abandoning it. It turns out it was stolen. Police sealed off the area and had him arrested. Within hours. It happens less than a week after an ISIS terrorist hijacks a car and goes on a shooting spree in southwestern France. Today is Vietnam War Veterans Day in America. Major General retired Jim Jackson's the director of the Vietnam War commemoration, and he says,
"You've got to separate the warrior from the war."
Jackson saying while the Vietnam War was an unpopular war, those who served in it deserve America's thanks.
Politicians make the decision. What you want from your military is to go where they're sent and do the job they're told to do. In the 60s and 70s, these veterans signed up and went, and they served, and they served honorably.
And after word comes out that the Roseanne reboot on ABC the night before last was such a ratings winner, President Trump says via his press secretary that he was so wowed by the show's success, he phoned Roseanne Barr to congratulate her. Barr's been a longtime supporter of Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about how Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook absolutely failed in their handling of the Cambridge Analytical data scandal. I'll discuss four giant time sucks and how they can ruin your business. I'll talk about how listening to your customers could put you ahead of your competition. And I'll have the six traits of a successful customer testimonial. It's Thursday, March 29th, 2018, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Welcome Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, we start with a brief check of the weather. It's currently 50 degrees at 12:05. The forecast shows that for today, it'll be cloudy. With a chance of showers throughout the day, we'll have a high of 58 and a low of 51. For tomorrow, rain will taper off in the morning with parting clouds and a high of 62 degrees and a low of 35. For Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny and pleasant with a high of 60 and a low of 41. And for Sunday, a shower is possible in the morning. Otherwise, periods of clouds and sun with a high of 53 and a low of 28. And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently up 264.70 points to 24,113.12. The NASDAQ up 76.68 to 7,025.91. S&P 500 is up 28.73 to 2633.73. Oil is up 54 cents to $64.92 per barrel. And gold down $3.40 to $1,326.60 an ounce. Well, once again, my name is Jim Gannot. I am so glad you could join me on this Thursday afternoon, as it's the last Thursday in April, and it is also something very special happening today. That's right. It's opening day in Major League Baseball. And for so many people, this is like a holiday. I know many people take the day off. They go to see the Mets play. They go to see the Yankees play. All 30 teams are currently playing today. It's one of the first times that opening day, everybody is playing on opening day. Usually there's like a kickoff game, if you will, and then the season follows the next day. But everybody playing today. In baseball, Major League Baseball, and good to see baseball back. There's a little bit of a lull after the Super Bowl where there's not a whole lot going on in the sports world. You know, you have obviously March Madness, and then you have the NBA and NHL seasons winding down. But there's not a whole lot to get really excited about unless you're just watching to see if your teams will make the playoffs. So I'm glad that baseball is back. It'll give us something to talk about. So far, as of 12:08, on Thursday afternoon, March 29th, the Phillies are not eliminated from the playoffs. So good news for Philadelphia fans. Hey, if you're listening right now, you're probably listening on a computer or a mobile device. We would ask that you go to a new browser, open up a Facebook page, and like our page for this show, which is Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot. This way you'll be able to get updates midweek on things that are happening on the show. Any updates that are happening that affect business, we'll put them there first. And then it'll give you an opportunity to tab the page so that when the show is broadcasting live, as we are right now, you'll be able to follow along with us. So, again, if you can like our page, we'd greatly appreciate it. Also like Hunterdon Chamber Radio as well, so you can pay attention to what's happening with other programs and upcoming guests. Speaking of upcoming guests, next week I have in studio Jessica Weaver. She's the author of Strong Woman, Stronger Assets. This is a great book for women. Jessica is a financial planner located in Somerville, New Jersey. She wrote that book because she noticed that there was a void, if you will, for women who are going through some challenges. It could be divorce. It could be the death of a spouse, aging parents. There's a lot of issues that affect women. And what she found was that a lot of women have never really paid attention to their family's finances. The traditional model is the husband would take care of the finances, and then all of a sudden, if the husband's out of the picture, they're left with, how do I balance a checkbook? So Jessica will be joining us in studio next week. Very eager to discuss her book with her. I've been reading it. Even though it's written, you know, for women, it's a great read for just about anybody, and very helpful hints and tips for people there. In the first week of May, we're going to have Stacey Green joining us for a talk about Anderson House, which is celebrating its 20th year. And this is a place for women to go when they're fighting abuse, alcohol or drug abuse. So she'll be in studio to join us. We're going to talk about her upcoming golf outing. And also coming up on June 7th, we have Mike Michalowicz in studio. He is the author of Profit First. This book, if you own a business, you must buy this book because you're doing everything financially wrong, and Mike will fix it for you. Brandon bought me this book back in December. It sat on my desk for 2 months, and like an idiot, I just let it sit there staring at me. Finally, I picked it up. I read it. We've implemented his program, and what's great about it is instead of one business account where you're going to pay your payroll and your vendors and your rent and things like that, he breaks it down into six different accounts. And every deposit you make, a certain percentage of that deposit is going to go into one of those accounts, whether it's operating expenses, owner's pay, taxes, royalties, profit. It's all going to be pushed aside into these little buckets. And I can tell you that in the month that we've been doing this, it's turned our business around financially. It makes perfect sense once you adopt the program. And if you're the type of business that has ever had to struggle to make payroll, ever had to struggle to pay a credit card, or you get those phone calls from the credit card collection companies, or the rent's due, you're not sure how you're going to pay it, you've taken out loans, you've maxed out credit cards, this program is a way for you to end all of that. So again, in preparation of the show, I'm asking you to buy the book Profit First. I make no money on this. Profit First by Mike Michalowicz. Even go on YouTube and watch some of his videos as he describes what the Profit First system is. Again, if you own a business and you've ever struggled financially, you look at the end of the year, you say, well, we did $500,000 in sales, and your accountant is telling you that you have $30,000 or $40,000 in profit, but your checking account is telling you you don't, he's going to answer that for you, and he's going to make it so that at the end of the year, you will. You start out with current allocation, and then you go to targeted. So for us, the current allocation is a small percentage just to get us used to the system. In one quarter, we'll up that. Two quarters until we get to his targeted percentages. But imagine this, if you run a business and you do $700,000 in sales every year and your profit category was marked at 10%, wouldn't you like to know that at the end of the year there'd be $70,000 sitting there for your use instead of just paying bills and things like that? So again, Profit First is the book. We'll be talking to Mike about that. So Jessica Weaver next week on the program, Stacey Green from Anderson House the first week of May, Mike Michalowicz to talk about Profit First, and we also have Joe Johnson coming in to talk to you about mortgage lending for a new home buyer or for any home buyer, and a whole lot going on this program. So we're looking forward to the next couple of months here on the program. And again, can't stress enough how important it is that you pay attention and listen to this. Particularly with Jessica next week, if you know a woman who has had a tragic loss, husband has died, there's been a divorce in the family, there is some crisis that's affecting her finances, please tell her to listen to next week's show. It's Jessica has a way and a plan to educate women on their finances, to get them on the right track, and to make that overwhelming cloud almost go away. So make sure that you have people, if you know of anybody in that situation, that they're listening next week. Business Quote of the Week, which is brought to you every week at this time by Crown Trophy of Flemington, comes to us from Edwin Land, who is the co-founder of Polaroid. He said, "It's not that we need new ideas, but we need to stop having old ideas." And when I saw that quote, I loved it because it really sums up business. So it's not that we need new ideas, but we need to stop having old ideas. If you're constantly going back to the way you've always done things, if you're just rehashing things, and I love when I work with a business and I'll ask an employee, well, why are you doing it this particular way or that particular way? And they say something like, well, that's the way we've always done it. It means that innovation has stopped. It means that creative thinking has stopped. And I want you to stop thinking like that. improve upon processes, improve upon old systems constantly, but don't keep yourself stuck in a rut, having the same old, you know, churn all the time. Always be looking to improve. So Edwin Land, the co-founder of Polaroid, with this week's business quote of the week: it's not that we need new ideas, but we need to stop having old ideas. We're up on our first break, and when I come back, I'm going to talk about Mark Zuckerberg. I'm going to talk about Facebook and the mistakes they made in not talking about the Cambridge Analytica data breach and how bad that has affected their company and their reputation. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. My name is Jim Gano. I'm the owner of Crown Trophy and Crown Custom Apparel right here in Flemington in the Staples Shopping Center. So glad you could join me for another episode of Taking Care of Business. A lot of great programs coming up with interviews from authors and other topics coming up. Getting a lot of emails from businesses, which I absolutely love, asking me to talk about certain things. Some of our interviewers or interviewees will address them. Mike McCallowitz on how to get more profit into your business. Jessica Weaver for women in particular, but how to get control of your finances. So looking forward to the upcoming shows with that. And again, if you have any people that you think would make good guests on this program to talk about their business or what they do, the types of services that they provide, by all means, send it along my way. You can reach me at trophyjim@yahoo.com. You can always call me at the store or message me through Facebook on our page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. Now, over the last 2 weeks, Facebook has been in the news a lot. And initially, there was the story that a company from England called Cambridge Analytica had used and manipulated customer data from Facebook to the tune of about 50 million people. Now they have names, addresses, emails, phone numbers. They were tracking who you were calling. They were tracking what apps you were using. They were even tracking how long you were particularly staying on a story in a Facebook feed. This is such an invasion of privacy, and there's already three class action lawsuits against Facebook. But what really bothered me throughout this whole process, and this is something that I talk about a lot when with businesses, is crisis management. And there was none on the part of Facebook. They were mute for 5 days. They didn't say a word. This came out. It was on every news channel. And finally, after 5 days, Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook CEO, broke his silence and admitted mistakes and outlined steps to protect user data in light of the privacy scandal involving a Trump-connected data mining firm. This is not to blame Donald Trump in any way. This is a company that exploited a vulnerability within Facebook. Because Facebook has chosen to profitize their subscribers, it opened everybody up for a wide range of abuses. So now what you should be doing is going into your Facebook settings and on your apps. If you don't want people to know who you are, where you are, you want to close, not so much close your apps. You can delete old ones, but at least change the settings so that it's only viewable to you, not to the public. Zuckerberg said last Wednesday that Facebook has a responsibility to protect its users' data, and if it fails, we don't deserve to serve you. As a result, a new movement was started called hashtag delete Facebook, where people were absolutely just deleting their entire account. They no longer wanted to be part of it and have that type of exposure. He wrote, he also stopped short of apologizing, and he wrote that what happened instead of what we did, leaving Facebook one step removed from responsibility. Richard Levick, who's the chairman of a crisis management firm called Levick, gave Zuckerberg's response a B-minus grade, in part because of how late it came. I gave it a D, borderline F. Zuckerberg and Facebook's number two executive, Sheryl Sandberg, had been quiet since news broke the previous Friday that Cambridge Analytica may have used data improperly obtained from roughly 50 million Facebook users to try to sway the elections. Cambridge's clients include Donald Trump's general election campaign. Facebook shares have dropped about 12%, lopping off about $60 or $60 billion off the company's market value since the revelations were first published. And even before the scandal broke, Facebook had already been taking the most important steps to prevent a recurrence. For example, in 2014, it reduced access outside apps had to user data. However, some of the measures didn't take effect until a year later, allowing Cambridge to access the data in the intervening months. Zuckerberg acknowledged that there is more to do. He's also been invited by three members of Congress to come testify on April 10th as to what happened. In a Facebook post last Wednesday, Zuckerberg said it will ban developers who don't agree to an audit. An app's developer will no longer have access to data from people who haven't used that app in 3 months. Data will also be generally limited to user names, profile photos, and email unless the developer signs a contract with Facebook and gets user approval. In a separate post, Facebook said it will inform people whose data was misused by apps. Facebook first learned of this breach of privacy more than 2 years ago, but hadn't mentioned it publicly until Friday. So here we have knowledge 2 years ago, but it's only when it's released and into the media that all of a sudden they say, yeah, we kind of knew that was going on. The company said it was building a way for people to know if their data was accessed by This Is Your Digital Life, the psychological profiling quiz app that researcher Alexander Kogan created and paid about 270,000 people to take part in. Cambridge Analytica later obtained information from the app for about 50 million Facebook users, as the app also vacuumed up data on people's friends, including those who never downloaded the app or gave explicit consent. Chris Wiley, a Cambridge co-founder who left in 2014, has said one of the firm's goals was to influence people's perceptions by injecting content, some misleading or false fake news, all around them. It's not clear whether Facebook would be able to tell users whether they had seen such content. Cambridge has shifted the blame to Kogan, which the firm described as a contractor. Kogan described himself as a scapegoat. Kogan, who's a psychology researcher at Cambridge University, told the BBC that both Facebook and Cambridge Analytica have tried to place the blame on him, even though the firm assured him that everything he did was legal. One of the great mistakes I did here was I just didn't ask enough questions, he said. I had never done a commercial project. I didn't really have any reason to doubt their sincerity, and that's certainly something I strongly regret now. He said the firm paid some $800,000 for the work, but it went to participants in the survey. My motivation was to get a data set I could do research on, he said. I have never profited from this in any way personally. Authorities in Britain and the United States are investigating Facebook and Cambridge Analytica. David Carroll, who's a professor at Parsons School of Design in New York, who sued Cambridge in the UK, said he was not satisfied with Zuckerberg's response, but acknowledged that this is just the beginning. He said it was insane that Facebook had yet to take legal action against Cambridge parent SCL Group over the inappropriate data use. Carroll himself sued Cambridge Analytica on Friday to recover data on him that the firm had obtained. Sandy Perikilis, who worked in data protection for Facebook in 2011 and 12, told a UK parliamentary committee Wednesday that the company was vigilant about its network security but lax when it came to protecting users' data. He said personal data, including email addresses and in some cases private messages, was allowed to leave Facebook servers with no real controls on how the data was used after that. The real challenge here is that Facebook was allowing developers to access the data of people who hadn't explicitly authorized that. He said, adding that the company had lost sight of what developers did with the data. So the problem that I have with this is a couple couple of problems. First of all, Facebook knew 2 years ago there was a problem and did nothing. This is one of those let's hope it goes away thing. Then when it's revealed a week and a half ago, rather than let's hope it goes away, it was almost like Zuckerberg and Sandberg wanted to go away and didn't say a word for 5 days. In crisis management, you've got to get out in front of this early, you know, at the beginning. Yes, we're aware of the problem. Yes, we're working on the problem. We apologize, you know, for this error. You can almost portray yourself somewhat as a victim in that Cambridge did things with the data that they weren't supposed to. But I'd rather see them on every talk show, you know, explaining what went wrong and how they're going to fix it and what they're going to do about it and how they're going to prevent it in the future than to sit back and do nothing and watch the stocks tank and everything else. This was probably one of the worst examples and probably a textbook example of how not to handle crisis management. And I think it speaks to Zuckerberg's leadership. Developed a great product while at Harvard. It grew to 2 billion users over the last, you know, 10 or 15 years. But this may say a lot about his ability to be a true leader if he can't handle crisis management, if he can't handle the consternation and the critiques and the criticism that's going to come his way and get in front of it and speak to people. It may say a lot about whether he's the right person to be leading that company. We will watch that over the coming weeks as well. I'm very interested to see what he says in front of Congress about this data breach and whether or not there will be fines or anything else that will have to happen. And what does the board of Facebook say about this? And again, we've always talked on this program, I have talked till I'm blue in the face about the image of your company. And it seems here as if the image of Facebook has been tarnished probably irreparably by this, because I don't know that any user is going to fully trust Facebook again. If another platform, remember, Facebook replaced MySpace. If another platform were to come in and be a little bit more secure and a little bit more vigilant, it could be the demise of Facebook. Imagine that. You heard that here first. All right, you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Google has a new feature that's going to help your business answer customers' questions. Now, with the questions and answers tool, small business owners can now answer customer questions directly on Google Search and Google Maps. Google's latest search feature could be a helpful tool for small business owners everywhere. The new questions and answers section appears in the local business listings within Google Search and Google Maps, and users can post questions to be answered by other users or the business owner themselves. For instance, a potential customer might ask if a nearby auto shop also sells tires, or a pet owner may want to know if a shop that came up in their Google Maps search welcomes four-legged guests in their store. Questions and answers can be seen by everyone. Helpful answers can be upvoted by other users, encouraging the most useful content to rise to the top. Business owners can add their own answers to customer questions or even preemptively post some frequently asked questions. You'll get notification when a new question is posted on your Google My Business profile. Local searches and near me searches conducted by customers on mobile phones are more important than ever. Google's questions and answers feature is a valuable new resource that will allow you to interact with potential customers at the moment they are searching for a business like yours. How many of you listening right now actually have looked at your Google My Business listing, have claimed that, and then potentially even added some of your own frequently asked questions or are at least monitoring it? If you haven't done that yet, you're really behind the eight ball. And there is a new trend going around now where someone else will claim your business listing and basically hold it ransom. So what they're doing is, let's say you're the ABC sewing machine shop on Main Street in Flemington, and you haven't claimed your Google listing. Someone else goes in and they claim it, and they maybe they update your hours, maybe they don't, maybe they put the wrong information, but they have control over that listing. Now you want to get it back. So you have to ask permission for it, and then you'll typically get a letter or an email from them saying, we would love to give you your listing. You just have to give us like $600, $700, $800. They're basically holding you hostage. This is done all the time in presidential campaigns. You'll start to see it around 2020. Someone, if they haven't already done it, they'll claim Trump-Pence. They'll claim Trump for president, Trump 2020, things like that. Now, let's say that Jim Gano decides to run for president. If there's any inkling out there, people actually start buying websites. Jim Gano for president. Now, I decide I'm going to run for president. I need a website. I want it to be called Jim Gano for president. Oops, the domain's already been owned by someone else. Then they hold it hostage, and they'll demand big money for something like that, $50,000 or more. So you want to make sure that you're looking at your Google My Business page and claiming it and then updating the information so the customers that are looking for your business will have the right information and can do business with you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm Jim Gano. We'll be back right after this.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North and South Korea announcing they've set a date for a meeting between the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un and the South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The two will talk on April 27th in the so-called Truce Village on the country's border. U.S. Senate Republican Lindsey Graham says it's all a lead-up to that expected meeting between Kim and President Trump. Of that, Graham says he'd like to see a four-way peace treaty come out of it between the two Koreas, China, and the United States.
We'll give them an assurance that we're not going to invade North Korea, but we are insisting that Kim Jong-un give up his nuclear program. There's a chance for a deal. This is the last best chance to avoid a war, and the worst thing can happen is North Korea try to play Donald Trump.
He spoke on Fox News. It's Holy Thursday for Christians today when the Last Supper was held, and the Jewish Festival of Freedom, Passover, starts at sundown tomorrow, and this is USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. Tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. Isn't it time to make a change? If drugs and alcohol is a problem in your life or someone you care about, it's time to make a change. The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering amazing life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed Addiction Treatment Program has successfully helped over 50,000 people get their life back. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple call to 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. That's 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. We are open 24/7 and all calls are confidential and free. Call now. 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com.
Listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, with you. Funny story. Last night, my wife has been bugging me for years to go to one of those sleep centers and be tested for sleep apnea. So went to a doctor a couple of weeks ago. I've actually been having trouble breathing and talking. It feels like I'm breathing through a cocktail straw. So I go to the doctor. They put the scope down my throat and come to find out that my vocal cords have been swollen. The therapy for this, before you get into any kind of throat surgery, would be stop talking, nothing acidic, no alcohol, everything like that. So I've been a good boy for a month, and I have a follow-up appointment on April 16th. So as we're describing the symptoms, she says, you might be a candidate for sleep apnea. I'd like to have you do a test. And I thought, okay, I got to go to that sleep center. I got to have a skull cap on my head with 90 electrodes. It's changed. Insurance doesn't want to pay for that. So they do a home test. So you wear this thing that looks like a watch, the little thing on that goes on your finger to monitor your pulse and everything, and then another lead that goes up to your chest, and I guess that's listening for your breathing or something like that. And so they call this the home sleep study. They should have called mine the home stay awake all night study, because I just couldn't sleep. And it wasn't the machine. It was me. My brain was just firing. Synapses were firing like crazy. I was thinking of a million different things. I couldn't relax. Couldn't get comfortable. And then I can't wait to see what these results say. She's going to say, we got to take you right to the hospital and knock you over the head with a hammer and get you like 3 days of sleep, because you did not do well during this test. So it'll be interesting to see whether or not or what she says. And I told my wife, I said, we got to be perfectly honest with her and tell her that, you know, something was going on in my head that didn't allow me to go to sleep last night. So very interesting thing. They should call it, maybe if they called it the home stay awake study, I'd fall asleep. Who knows? But it was interesting to say the least. Let's talk about LinkedIn for a minute. You know that I love LinkedIn. I love what it can do for people as far as networking, as far as joining groups of like-minded people, similar or people with similar interests, similar work environments, things like that. A great way to network, a great way to promote you and your business along the way. I've written probably 12 different articles for LinkedIn. They're starting to get some attention. I have people that are including them on their blog. Jim Lynch from Regional Personnel actually took one a couple of weeks ago that I talked about time management and incorporated into his website. So if you want to read it, you can go to Regional Personnel and then look at the Insights tab on his website, and you'll find the story there. And others are expressing interest as well. So LinkedIn is a great tool. And if I was still a recruiter, I think I'd be using this more than Career Builder, Monster, The Ladders, or any other job posting board. But there's six ways that you can use LinkedIn to get referrals for new clients. So is your small business getting the most out of LinkedIn? Is your small business even using LinkedIn? Well, here you can learn how to use the business networking site to boost your profile and get more customers. Now, if you're not using LinkedIn to get referrals for new clients, you are not getting the most out of the business networking platform. Yes, like other social sites, it is a way for you to get your business noticed, but you can use LinkedIn for so much more. Now, when people visit your LinkedIn profile, they should see everything they need to know about your business. But how do they visit your profile if they don't know about it? Or if they do know about it, how can you make them stick around? So here are six tips that you can do right now to improve your LinkedIn profile and get more referrals for new clients. The first is to create a profile background. Now, if you really want your profile to get noticed, you need to make sure that it stands out. To do this, your profile should have a background header or headline that is going to catch the attention of those that you are looking to provide your services or products to. And a headline will tell people who you are, what you do, and show that you are an authority in your industry. You also want to get a new headshot. It's always a good idea to have a photo with your profile, but it shouldn't be one that was taken with friends or at a romantic dinner or scanned from your high school yearbook. It is best to have a professional headshot, and yes, you're going to have to pay a photographer to do this with a plain background, but it is going to be well worth it in the long run. If you're not able to have a professional photographer or photograph taken, then ask a friend or family member to take some photos of you in a suit, in a dress, that will have you projecting a professional appearance. Now you have to write a profile summary. In addition to having a headline, you'll also need a profile summary. And the first line should be just like a headline to grab the attention of clients. The summary should begin with an engaging statement or question, something that is going to make people think about you. Your summary should be written in conversational form, so it sounds like you're having a chat with your readers, not lecturing them. This is a good place for your resume summary. The fourth thing you need to do is to build a strong online presence. Now, you're going to need to create a strong online identity, and there are various ways that you can do this. First, have a personal profile for each professional in your business. You will also need to have a company page with general information, and you can even create showcase pages for specializations. Use search engine optimization techniques, we call those SEOs, to create content that is going to be found in searches and that people are going to be interested in. You also want to reach out to your current clients. Now's the time to start connecting with clients. Invite them to join you on LinkedIn if they aren't already connected. If you feel comfortable enough to ask, see if any of your clients will write testimonials about you that you can use in your LinkedIn profile. You can also use testimonials for your website or other marketing materials. Once you have reconnected with your recent clients, it's time to reach out to prospective clients to attract new businesses. And now we have to talk about connecting with the potential clients. As you connect with a potential client, it's important to build a strong relationship beyond LinkedIn. Whenever possible, it's a good idea to meet these people in person so that you can really get to know who they are, their needs, and how your business can help. Build a relationship offline and continue to send out emails and other notifications to keep your company fresh, top of mind in their minds. I had put on LinkedIn a while back that I was attending a conference, and about, I would say, 8 or 10 people messaged me and said, "You're going to be at the conference. Is there any chance we can meet for coffee? Can we meet for breakfast?" Things like that. They've listened to the show. They've seen other work that I've done. And so they were interested in talking. I said, yeah. So, you know, we made arrangements and I met with each of them. What a valuable conversation I had with them. I can still recall from my recruiting days, there was a lady getting an interview with a pharmaceutical company. And when I went through the list of all the people she'd be interviewing with, I got to one particular name and she just stopped. She said, "Oh my God." I'm like, "What's the matter?" She says, "I can't believe I'm going to be interviewing with him." I'm like, "Are you okay? Is there a problem? Is, you know, something I need to know?" She goes, "No, you have to understand." She goes, "I would pay you to be able to sit in a room with this gentleman for an hour." I'll learn more in that interview than I would have learned in 4 years of college. You know, so I can't believe that you were able to set this up. You know, thank you very much. And I was like, that's powerful stuff. And so you never know who is out there on LinkedIn that you can be connecting with. And it may be to somebody that you really admire. You start following them. If they post an article, you comment on it. They'll comment back. You start developing that relationship. And over time, that's when you can go in for the big ask. If you're looking to sit with them, meet with them to discuss industry trends or things going on in their company or your career, you know, all of us need a good mentor. So maybe that may be a great way of meeting people as well. Coming up on the break, when we come back, we're going to talk about 4 giant time sucks that are ruining your business. You're listening and taking care of business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy and Crown Custom Apparel here in Flemington. So glad you could join me, and so glad that Jim Lynch is listening. Jim is going to be a contributor on the program in the coming weeks. When I talk about recruiting and staffing and issues affecting employment, I think Jim is a great resource, and so we're going to be tapping into his expertise as I start researching material for future shows that I think Jim can contribute to. We're going to coordinate. I'll do the story, and then Jim will call in and give his take on it and either tell me, yep, you're spot on, or, boy, are you way out in left field or something like that, or he'll add to it. But also, if your business is looking for quality employees, particularly, I know Jim works in a lot of industries, but if you're looking for someone who can create a good staffing plan for you, a good hiring plan for you, give Jim a call at Regional Personnel out in Annandale, New Jersey. So let's talk for a minute about things that can ruin your business, and more importantly, what we call time sucks, things that are stealing your time from you. There's four of them that really hit the mark. And by not paying attention to them, you lose time. You only get 8 hours in the day. If you're the owner, you only get 12 hours in the day. But you don't want to be doing things that are going to be taking time away from what you absolutely have to do. Inefficient tasks, too many meetings, poor delegation skills can jeopardize the success of your business. But you can take control of all of that. So when it comes time to a productive workday, there are plenty of things that get in the way. The casual drop-by conversations, checking and responding to mountains of email, and of course the endless possibilities brought to you by the internet. But those are also all within the eyes and the control of the beholder. And often it just takes some simple motivation and self-control for you to get back on track. But what about those hidden and less obvious time-sucking realities that are buried in the everyday minutiae? For business owners, the inefficiencies in processes, tasks, and project management can quickly turn into costly time suckers that can seriously jeopardize the success of your business. Let's start with my favorite. Too many meetings or unproductive meetings. 11 million. That's how many meetings are held per day in the United States. Half of those meetings are reportedly a waste of time. Unnecessary or unproductive meetings have become a hallmark of the workplace, and yet over the course of a week, they can put a significant dent into the productivity as well as your bottom line. So what I want you to do is evaluate your meetings and work with your managers to reduce the number of meetings and, where possible, make other necessary meetings more efficient. Number one, use agendas. Come prepared and be willing to take notes. Those three right there, use agendas. Number one, people, if they see a piece of paper in front of them saying, this is what we're talking about, A, B, C, D, E, if you can email that to people in advance of the meeting and say, we're going to be talking about these five topics, be prepared to discuss it, you're going to find your meetings go much quicker, you get a lot more done, and then again, take notes throughout so that any good ideas aren't lost. Management and administrative tasks are also an area that can suck your time from you. Your goal may be to close deals or get products out the door, but running a business takes a lot more than that. There's payroll, benefits, finances, inventory, scheduling. These are all necessary tasks associated with running a business. The same is true for project management, which, if not done properly, can lead to significant time lost, poor performance, and missed deadlines. Fortunately, today's technology allows business owners to transform that work from a manual, time-sucking hassle to an automated and efficient process. If there's an administrative or project management task you need to complete, there is likely an app to help you do it. As an added bonus, many of the apps out there are designed to easily integrate with each other, meaning you can store and transfer valuable information from app to app, cutting out even more time spent on mundane yet required tasks. And then number three, trying to do it all yourself. This is the number one area where small business owners trap themselves. You built your business from the ground up. You put in plenty of time, effort, and money on the table to get things going. And that commitment to seeing every step of the journey through can easily translate to a general responsibility to oversee all aspects of the business. Trying to do everything is not only exhausting, but it can be a real waste of your time and your energy. In the beginning, finding employees you can trust may be difficult, but over time, it's important to allow those in management positions to do just that, manage their department, providing you with the feedback as necessary. Delegating tasks is imperative if you want your business to succeed. By doing so, you free up time to focus on the bigger picture and make decisions that will save you and grow your business. And finally, four, not setting clear expectations. Delegating tasks to your employees will go a long way in maximizing your time, but for it to be productive, clear expectations need to be in place. That's true for you as well. Without clear expectations, the roadmap can veer off track, leaving projects meandering for months past their projected close dates, everyday tasks turning into huge and confusing ordeals, and employees bogged down by uncertainty. From job descriptions to quarterly goals, expectations can help clarify duties and create roadmaps for the weeks and months ahead. They can help you and your team save time and stay on track. There are plenty of ways that waste time in the workday. Some of them, like browsing the internet or responding to emails and calls, are obvious and easy to control. Others, like those mentioned before, may be less obvious but are far more dangerous if left unchecked. So if you're falling into any of those time-sucking mistakes, it's time to stop wasting time and start saving your bottom line. Just a couple of notes on that. You should budget your day or set aside your day. A lot of people keep their email up on the screen all day long, and when a new one pops in, they stop everything and they read it. Set times when you're going to read your emails. I like to do it first thing in the morning, and then I don't look at it again until about 11. And then I'll go through 11, clear out the inbox of any junk that I don't care about, look at the important ones, answer them, and then move on. And then I probably don't get back to it again until 2, 2:30, and then finally at the end of the day. So don't be a slave to the computer screen. When we talk about the internet, that's the tough one. That's the one where people fall in that trap. I have worked in businesses, I've worked with businesses where people are supposed to be doing a specific task, and maybe it's a call center or something like that, or it's a cold calling type of business, and on the computer screen, as I walk by, I'll see a beautiful pair of shoes. And I'm like, why are we looking at shoes on a computer screen when we should be talking to the prospective client? But there it is. So, focus on what you have to do. I keep telling people that when you go to work, and maybe I'm a throwback to the 1950s or 60s, when my parents' era, but when you're at work, you're there for a reason, and that's to work. There will be plenty of time after 5:30 for you to shop for shoes, for you to buy those concert tickets and things like that. But everybody feels the need to do it now, like they're entitled to do it. That time suck is taking money out of your pocket, taking money out of your business's pocket, and you gotta reel it in. Okay, we've talked on this show also about competition and competitors and things like that. But if you want to get ahead of your competitors, the new strategy might be to listen to your customers. Now, customers don't want to hear your generic sales pitch. Instead, ask about their needs and find out how you can solve their problems. When you're a solution provider to your customer, you're a valuable asset to them. When new customers come to the Return to Ease Wellness Center in Dublin, Ohio, Carolyn Barnes devotes significant time talking with them about why they scheduled a massage. The conversations provide perspective about the person's condition and how she might relieve their ailments long term. Armed with that information, she formulates a strategy for solving the problem over several sessions. Barnes believes that her desire to help her clients get lasting results through an ongoing relationship differentiates her from other massage therapists and companies that try to attract customers with sales or deals. "The value in coming to me is that I want to know how I can help them deal with their issues," she said. "Instead of constantly treating the symptoms, I want to treat the root cause and get rid of their pain." Solving problems is a prime way to differentiate yourself from the competition, said Lewis Van Landingham, owner of the Sandler Training Center in Dublin, Ohio. Too often, salespeople are so caught up in sharing the features of their products and services that they don't take the time to listen to a client's concerns. The key is to differentiate yourself by understanding the prospect's reasons for buying. Customers don't want to hear a generic talk about your product because the reality is it's probably not all that different from your competitor's product, Van Landingham said. What they want is for you to tell them how your product or service will solve their specific problem or need. And the only way you can do that is to listen to their story. Good listening starts by asking good questions about their business and their challenges. He said better questions are the answer. Van Landingham likens the process of understanding customers' needs to visiting the doctor. A good doctor will not diagnose your issue without asking questions. Likewise, business owners should not suggest products or solutions without formulating a diagnosis, he said. The process can be a challenge, especially if you love the products you sell. And Stacy Dalmeyer, a natural health and wellness coach for Young Living in Mason, Ohio, she finds out why someone is interested in essential oils. Listening is very, very important, she says. It's not sell, sell, sell. It's let me tell you how this could help you. Based on their reasons, she stressed the conversation to how her products would address their concerns. She has come to see her role as that of an educator. After I've answered their questions, it's up to them to make their own choices. For Dalmeyer, it's not just about making a sale. She focuses a lot of energy on building relationships with clients. She runs a Facebook group for customers where she offers wellness tips. She holds classes designed to help customers find more uses for their oils. Barnes also understands the importance of ongoing relationships. She checks in on clients after their appointments. She also sends newsletters and carefully curates the articles for it. I want to share things that they would find of value, she said. That way, the more we can educate, the more we can keep them see the value in what we're doing and how it can help them. And that keeps them coming back. So are you doing that? Is your team doing that? Or is it all about the sale? Be very careful, because if you answer it where it's all about the sale, greed is good, you know, money is great, cash is king, your competition, you could be driving your customers directly to the competition. In NASCAR news, last Monday saw Clint Bowyer win the snow-delayed STP 500 at Martinsville Speedway. It was the first win for Bowyer in 190 races dating back to 2012. What did he do after the win? He went to Victory Lane, then he joined the fans in the stands and enjoyed a beer with them. This week, the teams have off for the Easter break. In the NCAA men's basketball tournament, we're down to the Final Four, and the national semifinals will begin Saturday at 6:09 p.m. with number 3 Michigan taking on upstart number 11 Loyola of Chicago, and at 8:49 p.m. number 1 Villanova will take on number 1 Kansas for the national championship, which will be played Monday, April 2nd at 9:20. And if you tell me that your bracket is looking good, you're lying, because there were so many upsets this year. There's more red ink on my picks than on the Enron ledger sheets, but there's always next year. In Major League Baseball, the 2018 Major League Baseball regular season will begin today, the earliest opening day in league history. And in addition to the early start, all 30 MLB teams will be in action on opening day this year. The full slate of games starts at 12:30 p.m. when the Miami Marlins host the Chicago Cubs. And in sad news, just this morning it was learned that legendary player Rusty Staub died this morning at the age of 73. He was a player for the Mets and Expos, and later in life was known as a terrific chef and philanthropist. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, as I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your life as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. I'm Jim Gano. If you have upcoming ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Leaders in Orange County, California vote to join the Trump administration's lawsuit against California state immigrant sanctuary laws. Supervisor Sean Nelson saying,
California.